Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world teetering on the brink of irreversible climate chaos, an invisible, odorless, and yet devastatingly potent force is exacerbating our toxic tale of survival: methane. This greenhouse gas, over 25 times more powerful than carbon dioxide over a 100-year period, is now our atmosphere's unwelcome guest, catalyzing an ecological cascade that may just be humanity's final countdown. The silent accelerant, seen as the less discussed sibling of carbon emissions, methane's rise into the atmosphere has long been overshadowed by the coal-blackened narratives of our industrial endeavors. Yet, its sources are as multifaceted as the apocalyptic scenarios they fuel. From waterlogged rice paddies to the digestive tracts of countless cattle, from the leaking pipelines to the thawing permafrost, methane's effusion is relentless and multi-source. In particular, the Arctic's thawing ice not only signifies a mirroring scenario to what was painted previously in the cryosphere's collapse, polar ecosystems on the edge, but it stands as the climate's own Pandora's box. As the permafrost thaws, ancient organic matter, buried and forgotten, begins its decay, releasing methane in a feedback loop of warming that spells disaster. The catalyst of catastrophes, akin to lifting the floodgates, the increased presence of atmospheric methane serves as a catalyst for weather extremities. Picture the once mighty hurricanes now gaining strengths unimaginable, the deluge from the sky claiming lands and livelihoods, or the unforgiving droughts stretching further both in time and terrain. These are not distant, storybook nightmares, but the very real repercussions of methane's menacing ascent, entertainment intertwined with desolation. Perhaps there's irony or even macabre entertainment in our sadistic appetite for energy that further chokes the very air we breathe. We drill, we excavate, we consume, and then we revel in the short-lived Pyrrhic victories of technological advancements while the planet convulses in response. Methane leaks from infrastructure, a quiet saboteur, whispering tales of a world that's burning both figuratively and literally. The agricultural sector, unyielding in its quest to feed the masses, bellows out methane from its livestock, heedless of the invisible knife we twist with every additional head of cattle, every expanding acre of rice. The role of human indifference, humanity's indifference or perhaps ignorance, sets the stage for the methane menace to unreal its catastrophic performance. Actions taken are insufficient, muted by economic agendas and the short-sighted symphony of progress. Urgency is needed, but paralyzing apathy persistently prevails. The inescapable collision course on our current trajectory, the collision course with climate calamity, is not a matter of if, but when. Methane's contribution to the scorching temperature rise betrays our ventures, our children's futures, and legacy, and the legacy of a planet that once flourished in abundance. And while we stand, watching the last vestiges of balance wither, it begs the question, what now? As the apex of climate disobedience unwinds, the methane menace is not just a silent specter in the background. It is a looming horror, ready to seal our fate under a tombstone that reads, "Here lies progress. Here lies the end." One can only hope that such dystopian portents serve to awaken the slumbering conscience of humanity. But alas, in the world of green dystopia, hope is but a ghost amidst the ruins of what once was and what could have been.